The Office of the Contractor General, the OCG, has launched a youth engagement and awareness program to educate, engage, and inform youth on the issue of corruption. The initiative, launched in partnership with the Department of International Development, DFID, in the United Kingdom, marks the beginning of a series of activities to be undertaken in the 2016 to 2018 period. Contractor General Dirk Harrison says the OCG is passionate about the nation's youth, noting that they should be incorporated in the quest for long-term and sustainable change in all segments of society.
It is this mindset which has caused us to ensure that the youth are incorporated in our anti-corruption campaign, and we are extremely grateful for the support being given to the OCG.
Mr. Harrison notes that the OCG is cognizant of the impact that an awareness and education campaign can have on the fight against corruption. He says that the support from DFID is a reflection of the agency's commitment to youth development and to Jamaica.
Most importantly, the education campaign is as effective as the prevention mechanisms, which are passed through information sharing and increased awareness.
Mr. Harrison says the youth must be recognized as future leaders who, if groomed to accept certain behavior as social norms, will perpetuate such conduct. Under the program, preparatory, primary, and high schools across the island will be visited by the OCG, and students will be engaged through interactive presentations on anti-corruption and ethics-related issues. A survey assessment targeting 197 high schools, a select number of primary schools, community and teachers' colleges is to be undertaken. The survey will be designed to measure views on corruption, its perception, impact, misconceptions and realities in the Jamaican society. An anti-corruption youth assembly is to be created from the initiative, as well as the hosting of debate, song and jingle competitions. The first year of the program is being funded by DFID at a cost of 88,000 British pounds sterling. It will target young people ages 10 to 18 years, providing them with information about core ethical issues concerning corruption, fraud, and conflict of interest. DFID Country Representative David Osborne says his organization has a track record of supporting Jamaica's fight against corruption. This, he says, includes ongoing support for the major organized crime and anti-corruption agency, the Independent Commission of Investigations, and the Financial Investigations Division.
We play a small part, I hope, in the incredible results these organizations have achieved. Just think of these figures. The restraint of $400 million Jamaican dollars derived from corruption. The restraint of $1.4 billion Jamaican dollars derived from organized crime. The arrest and charge of 120 high-value targets.
Mr. Osborne notes that the OCG, as an independent anti-corruption commission of parliament, plays an important role in delivering Jamaica's fight against corruption. He says this is critical as corruption involves two sides, the bribe taker as well as the bribe giver.
If citizens and business people offer bribes, they create opportunity. If they refuse to participate, corruption can be reduced overnight. If the youth of today reject corruption, there will be less corruption tomorrow. And we hope that our support helps the OCG and its partners mobilize young people to prevent corruption.
DFID Country Representative David Osborne. Meanwhile, British High Commissioner to Jamaica, David Fitton, says his government is pleased to support the OCG's youth campaign. He says the UK government firmly believes in the values of fighting corruption.
In the UK in 2014, we launched our own anti-corruption program, and it's been proceeding for the last 2 years. And part of that program is to help promote anti-corruption measures, to promote transparency, and to tackle crime in other communities around the world. And this program launched by DFID, our Department for International Development, is very much part of our UK anti-corruption program.
Mr. Fitton has lauded the Contractor General for tackling the issue at ground level through schools in communities throughout Jamaica. The OCG's Youth Engagement and Awareness Program was launched under the theme, The Fight Against Corruption Begins With You.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.